Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lime. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Castro. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is hit by the pitch. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castro. Horton reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald scoops up the ball and tags McDowell for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castro throws the ball into Hernandez, who tags Nelson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar bunts towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. Perry moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown fields it and tags Perry, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Sims and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing third base. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by May. Cardinal fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cardinal. Castro moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kelly is hit by the pitch. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Castro moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball into right field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nagelson pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Horton trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Larry Brown. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harper moves to third. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rosporo pinch hits for Jim Perry. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Lime. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball four. Lou Piniella pinch runs for Joe Askew. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Fosse now catching. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 4 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salmon, who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Shane Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 4 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Lou Johnson pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon scores. Alves moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Alves moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Al Worthington now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Horacio Pena now pitching. Lou Johnson now playing left field. Chico Salmon now playing second base. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Ulander pinch runs for Rich Reese. Bruce Look pinch hits for Al Worthington. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Look for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.